Nina Busch, and here's a new episode of What to Watch, Read and Listen. This is a podcast for curious people like me, who are always looking for inspiration, forward-thinking ideas and current trends. Each episode has a specific topic and gives you tons of starting points for your own journey into the English-speaking world. Share your own recommendations on social media using the hashtag WTWRL. With this show, I promise you, you stay curious, you improve your English, and you rock the world. Welcome to a new episode of What to Watch, Read and Listen. Today's show is about all the things I read and watched and listened to during the summer month. Today's show is a little bit different because it's for a specific person. It's for my friend and business buddy, Birgit. Birgit is running a half marathon tomorrow. And my podcast and also my podcast recommendations are supposed to keep her company while she is running around Lake Tegernsee on a beautiful Sunday morning. Well, and also I planned on recording this episode a couple of days ago, but then, I got sick with strep throat and I couldn't talk and think clearly for a couple of days. So yeah, this is kind of last minute. It's Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, and I think Birgit is starting her run early in the morning in just a couple of more hours. But I am hoping that she will be able to download this episode and also the other podcast recommendations that I am giving. And Birgit, this one is for you, and good luck on your run, and all the best for you. So let's start with what to watch. As it turns out, I didn't watch much recently. It seems like summer is not for watching movies or TV shows, at least not for me. But there are a few things or a few movies that I still would like to recommend to you. So the first one is a Netflix documentary. It's The Great Hack. It's about it's a documentary, and it's about the data company Cambridge Analytica, which played a major role in the 2016 presidential elections in the United States. But to be honest, I fell asleep halfway through the documentary, but my husband told me that it's really good and that I should definitely see it. And I plan on doing that as soon as I have time for it. Another movie I watched was the Pixar movie Up. I watched that with my kids, and we all really enjoyed it. I cried at the beginning, which disturbed my kids. They didn't know what was going on. But I'm still thinking of this particular scene, and I'm often asking myself, What am I waiting for? Just go ahead and do it. So no matter if you watch it in German or English, it's really good and entertaining and fun. And as always, with the things I like to watch and read and listen, it's thought-provoking. So if you get the chance, go and watch it. And then another TV show I would like to recommend to you is actually one of my husband's favorites. It's called Last Chance You. It's also a Netflix show, and it's about American football, and more specifically about college football teams that aren't major programs and that don't have anything to do with the NFL. They don't get too much attention, not nationally and not internationally, but it gives you a good idea or a good behind the scenes look of what college football in the United States looks like. But a warning here, there is a lot of swearing. So if you have kids watching, or if you are sensitive when it comes to swearing, just be warned beforehand. So now let's turn to what I read and what you can read in the future. And this one is really hard for me, so I'm glad that I have another podcast, the Hey Book Lovers podcast, where I get to talk about all the books I'm always reading with my friend Kati. So I just picked a few that I'm going to talk about today. And yeah, please listen to one of the Hey Book Lovers episodes for more of my book recommendations. So the first book I would like to mention is the Why Are You Here Café book. It's called in German, I think, Das Café am Rande der Welt, and it has been very, very popular for years. So in German bookstores, you see it everywhere, and that's actually the main reason why I haven't read it, because I thought, well, this is one of these books that the publishing company just wants to sell, and yeah, as it turns out, there is a reason why this book is everywhere and why everyone has been talking about it, and I kind of regret it that I'm so late in the game in reading this book. Because it's not only, it's short, it's a very easy read, but it's also very inspiring, thought-provoking. I read it maybe in, I think, 2 hours, because it's only 120 pages, and I'm definitely going to read it with my clients in my English coaching sessions. And if you are looking for a book, or if you've been wanting to read a book in English for a long time, then this is one of the books that I can recommend to you, because it's short, it's easy, and yeah, you will definitely learn something from it and get something out of it. Another book I would like to mention here is American Spy. American Spy is a book about a female black spy in the United States, and it was a recommendation of Barack Obama. So Barack Obama, in the summer, I think he only does that in the summer, he publishes a list of his favorite books, and American Spy was on it, and I read it, and I really liked it. So the female black spy, she's now a mother, and she has twins, and she is not working for the FBI anymore, but she now has to protect her her kids from things she had done and things she had seen in the past. So yeah, really good read for you. Another book that I read during the summer is a nonfiction book. It's called Reinventing Organizations by Frederic Laloux. And if you've, or when you've listened to my last episode where I talked about new work and the future of work and, well, the future of life in general, this really goes along with it, because it covers the topic of new work and the future of work and how organizations look like today and how they could look like in the future. And yeah, I think it's a must read for anyone dealing with this topic. And there's also a longer version of the book, which I haven't read yet, but as a starter, and also if you are kind of, yeah, if you're not really sure if you are up for a whole nonfiction book in English, the illustrated version is definitely something that you could start with. Yeah, so for more of my book recommendations, please go to the Hey Book Lovers podcast, and the new episode will be released on Friday, September 27th. And now, last but not least, my podcast recommendations. I will share a list of my favorite podcasts on Instagram, which will make downloading the specific episodes easier for you and also for Birgit. So please check my Instagram account for a full list. So the first podcast I would like to mention here is the 10 Things to Tell You podcast by Laura Tremaine. I think I have mentioned it before in the girlfriend episode, and there are three episodes that I really liked that I listened to over the summer. It's episode 27. It's called Ask Me Anything. And Laura answers listener questions. Also, her mom is on the podcast. And it's really fun to listen to them. It's like eavesdropping on a mother-daughter conversation. And yeah, that was really good just to learn more about Laura and her background and what she is thinking about and dealing with on a daily basis. So yeah, I really enjoyed that episode. And then she had another episode that was episode 30. It's called Pay Attention to What You Skip. And yeah, just think about it. Think about that topic or that headline once again. Pay attention to what you skip. There's a difference in what you skip on purpose or what you skip without even noticing it. But think about it, pay attention to it, and let me know what you think or what you find out. So yeah, it's a really good, thought-provoking, inspiring episode. And then there's another 10 Things to Tell You episode that I really enjoyed, and that's episode 31. It's about the best books that Laura and her guest read over the summer. And yeah, I can tell you my TBR list, my to-be-read list, got long and longer while listening to that episode. So keep a pen or a notebook or wherever you take notes ready, because they are mentioning a lot of really good books. Another podcast that you definitely should put on your or in your library is the podcast Simple by Tish Oxenrider, and specifically the podcast episode number 209. It's about tech, family, and creativity. And I could go on and on and on about this topic and this podcast and what a role technology and the internet and smartphone use and everything plays in family life. And Tish gives lots of advice and recommendations and wisdom with regard to that topic on that episode. So if you're interested in it, download it and listen to it. I'm not going to say much more right now, so for the moment. But stay tuned for at least one, maybe two, hopefully more than two episodes of What to Watch, Read, and Listen in the future, because this is definitely a topic that I will talk about. And I've already planned an interview with an expert on that topic. So stay tuned for more on that very soon. Then I listened to a very good episode of the Building a Story Brand podcast. It's an interview or conversation with Cal Newport. He is the author of the book Deep Work. And then his newest book, or his most recent book, is How to Declutter Your Digital Life. And that's also very... I learned a lot from this episode and just the two guys talking to each other, and it got me thinking. And I changed a couple of things already. So, for example, I don't have the Facebook app on my phone anymore, and I didn't use Instagram very much over the summer. And there are a couple of other things that I would like to change with regard to my social media use and my digital life. Then I discovered a new podcast. It's called The Journal. It's a daily podcast, and it's a collaboration between the Wall Street Journal and Gimlet Media. It covers topics on business, money, power, and work. And yeah, those episodes are rather short, so 20 minutes or less. And you can listen to that podcast on a daily basis, download it, and they have episodes on all kinds of topics. So I listened to one episode where they explained the bombing of the oil refinery in Saudi Arabia and what that is connected with and what the consequences might be. So really interesting and informative. And while listening to that podcast, I also heard about a mini season that's going to be released in October, and it's about Spotify's acquisition of the podcast company Gimlet Media. So I'm really excited to get a behind the scenes look and to learn more about that. And now two more podcast recommendations. This time I would like to recommend to you two German podcast episodes. And you know that from time to time I have German recommendations here because I'm assuming that the majority of my listeners are Germans anyway. And then also I know that Birgit, that she will enjoy these episodes. She will learn from them, and maybe towards the end of her run, listening to English podcasts might get too difficult or too straining. So those two episodes might be fun for her on her last miles or kilometers. So the first podcast is called Podcasta, and it's the conversation between Carsta Maria Müller and Svenja Walter about social media. So Carsta Maria Müller is a social media expert working for a TV channel here in Germany, and Svenja Walter is a digital storyteller. And those two, they are social media experts, they are social media nerds, they are ahead of mainstream developments. And yeah, go listen to that episode. You will learn a lot, and you will be prepared for what's to come in the future of social media. I'm already really excited about the new episode or the new interview conversation that they will hopefully have very, very soon. And then another podcast is the Endlich On podcast by Stephanie Luxert. And here I listen to the interview with the German author Ildiko von Kürti. Ildiko von Kürti has a new book. It's called Es ist Zeit, so it's time. And I read that book over the summer, and I really enjoyed this interview. And their conversation on topics such as getting older, turning 50, losing parents, dealing with a friend who has major health problems and health issues in general. And it's a fun book. It's also a sad book, and the same applies to the interview. So go listen to this one and also check out the other episodes that you will find on the Endlich On podcast or on the Podcaster podcast. Yeah, so these are my recommendations for Birgit and also for you, my listeners. I don't know if I should mention that here, but as I said earlier, I'm planning on having guests on my podcast. And yeah, I reached out to Barack Obama because he will be in Munich for the Bits and Pretzels conference at the end of September. And yeah, I asked him if he wanted to be on my podcast to share his favorite books and TV shows and movies and podcasts. But I haven't heard back from him. So I will see. We will see if I will hear anything. And since I might not get Barack Obama to share his favorites with me, maybe you would be interested in sharing with me your favorites, your favorite books and podcasts and movies that you have read and listened to and watched over the summer. What had a lasting effect on you? What are you still talking about? Which book or which podcast or which movie are you recommending to your friends over and over? Please let me know. Shoot me an email, send me a message on Instagram, or talk to me in person. I would love to know what you are listening, reading, and watching right now. And now off you go. Enjoy the sunshine. And I'll see you here next time. Bye. I want you guys to use my recommendations as starting points for your own list of favorite shows, podcasts, books, and more. If you decide to share your discoveries and takeaways from this episode on social media, please tag me personally or use the hashtag WTWRL. I'm mostly on Instagram these days at Tina_Busch, and you can find me on LinkedIn too. I am Tina Busch, and you just listened to the What to Watch, Read and Listen podcast. You can find the show notes and older episodes at tinabusch.com/podcast. And you can follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn at Tina Busch. Thanks for listening. Now go and rock the world. I'll see you next time. Bye.